Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The gospel for July 12, 2022, Tuesday of the 15th week in ordinary time. It is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our gospel reading today. While I was reading this, my mind was running and I was thinking about me and you and the church today. It looks like this gospel is so strong. We can easily connect to it with our situation today. You see, if you look at our situation, I mean, how the church had been, you know, doing everything for us, how Christ has done, you know, offering his life for us, and he has left behind the apostles and their successors, and most especially, they left behind the sacraments. These sacraments were, you know, they had been the wishes. They were longing for this. The people in the Old Testament, Abraham, Moses, and other figures of the Old Testament, but they didn't have any sacrament. They were not able to participate, you know, to get into the Holy Eucharist, or into confession, or into the other sacraments. They didn't have a chance to do that. That's why, at this point of view, we are more blessed than any other people in human history, especially those that were born before Christ came, before the church, the Catholic Church was born. Didn't have any chance, didn't have any of the opportunities that we are enjoying, or we should be enjoying. We are, pampered, if you may, today. But you see, the words of the Lord, his reproach to the towns of Chorazin, Bethsaida, rings quite strongly to us today. You see, and even to what he told the people of Capernaum. It is very strong. It sends, you know, shivers into our hearts, into our soul. Because like he told them, these three, you know, towns that were pampered with the Lord, they saw the Lord, they heard the Lord. Things were done to them. And the gospel is telling us that if these things were done to Tyre, and even to Sidon, and even to Sodom, and all the other towns, people who were pagans or Gentiles, they would have long, you know, converted. You see, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes. That's why the gospel is strong in saying it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sodom on the Jibs on the day of judgment than for Chorazin and Bethsaida, who had all these opportunities, who heard the word, who saw the Lord, who were given every bit of opportunity to convert, to change, to enjoy a new life in Christ, in God. Same would be true with Capernaum. Things were done to them. They have seen the Lord, they have heard Him, they were given opportunities. It will be worse for them than for Sodom. Because if these things were done in Sodom, those people would have long changed and converted. That's why the gospel is telling today, but I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. This is our situation today. We have the Mass. We have the Holy Eucharist. The Mass is God's presence. This is the daily miracle that we don't even, you know, notice or give attention to. We just take it for granted. It's an ordinary thing, an activity in the church. But you see, it is a sacrament. It is a sacrament. It is where we see Christ, His real presence in our midst. It is we see the fullness or the perfection of His Emmanuel in the Eucharist. We can see Him, we can hear Him. His tremendous victory over death. We can experience the love of God right there and then. And we are given the opportunity to partake of this banquet, which is the banquet that will be celebrated anyway in heaven. But is there anything, you know, that gives us, you know, something to want for, to aspire for, to be interested in it? No, we don't. Even on Sundays, only a few, you know, find their way to the churches to celebrate, to be happy, to enjoy the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, and all the other sacraments. In the country, in the Philippines, we are, according to statistics, wrongly or rightly, we are about 85% Catholic. But on a Sunday, and in all these Sundays of the year, that 85%, you don't see them in churches. You don't see it in churches. Good if you see it, we see like 3% of that in our churches, availing, enjoying, understanding, you know, participating, partaking of the celebration of the sacraments. That's why the words, you know, is strong to us. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. Woe to you, Capernaum. You keep ignoring things. And you know what? It is for you and for me.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.